Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well-known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. You can follow us on social media as well as obviously here at Fox Sports Radio, where we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and the gram. We got a special celebrity corner. I'm not even sure Rob knows who it is. You know who we got this hour on Celebrity Corner, Rob?
No, I don't.
All right, I'm gonna make it a surprise, but he is a great brother. You being a sitcom guy, certainly love him. And he is an outspoken hoop fan, so he's gonna come on with some opinions. All right, so he will join us in a half an hour. You don't want to miss that. And Rob, you must have a hot date or something. You done changed clothes? Got you on a little polo or something? Where you going?
You know what? I don't want to admit it. It's a little chilly here. You see, I had a T-shirt on earlier.
Right. Oh, so you're not going out? You're not going anywhere?
Nah. You know, the whole weekend, I'm going to Vegas this weekend, so.
Man, golly. I'm heading to Vegas soon.
Are you?
But you keep beating me to it, yes.
No, but you know, I mean, I just came back from Detroit. I had a great weekend. So you know what I mean. I'm going to lay low. School starts. I'm teaching summer school. Starts on Thursday.
Okay.
So that's 6 weeks of teaching that. So I'm just deciding to kind of take it easy this week until school starts.
Until Friday.
Until Friday night, yeah.
My wife wanted me to ask her. She's going with me. Is stuff open in Vegas? I mean, like shows?
Yeah.
We're not going to the places you frequent, but
No. You guys are going to try to have some entertaining stuff.
Yes.
It's all right. I mean, I get it. You know.
Right. But the shows and stuff are open.
Yeah.
That
stuff is starting to reopen. Like Vegas is full blown, just about full blown from the last time I was there.
Okay, yep. Cool. All right, we talked about it to start the show. LeBron has said Steph Curry should be MVP. You think there are ulterior motives there? I'm not going that far. You know, you always up in LeBron's head. But I'm going to say this, right? I disagree with LeBron. I mentioned it earlier. My MVP is Nikola Jokic. I had Steph fifth on my ballot. Phenomenal season, awesome. But eighth seed, you're fifth. And that's good for an eighth seed. I don't know when the last time I had an eighth seed that was in my top five. But anyway, I'm going to say this, Rob, and I know you're going to disagree, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's just true. I do think whether it's a player, whether it is a coach, an executive, a fan, observer, commentator, media personality, whoever, anyone who hated on Steph, who just didn't think he was that good. I mean, you know he's Hall of Famer, all that. But they didn't think, like I say, he's the best small player ever. People say he's easily top 15 ever. Those that thought that was ridiculous, poo-poo and all that. Rob, I got to be honest. I think Steph silenced all of that. He joined Wilt, Jordan, and is it Kareem? Check it out. I don't think it's Kareem, but check it out for me, Lee. The four players to have multiple championships, scoring titles, and MVPs. Maybe it is Kareem. It's got to be, yeah.
Wilt and Kareem, yep.
Yeah, Jordan and Steph. The dude, I just think he silenced the doubters. That's all I'm saying, Rob.
And I think the Lakers have a great chance to win the game if it's late and he has the ball. And he needs the Warriors to make a big shot. I think the Lakers should beat them if it's a close game. Now, I mean, Steph is a great player. My biggest pushback is just that I think if you want to call somebody the greatest shooter ever, that you should have some signature buckets in big moments. That's all I've ever said. Never said he was a bum. Never said he couldn't play. When we talk about it, Chris, we always talk about nitpicking when you're calling somebody the greatest of all time. And that's my issue, is that he doesn't have that. He hasn't. There've been moments. I mean, there's a video out. You could go
plenty
watch it for yourself, huh?
Plenty of moments.
Yeah, I'm just saying there are moments. It's not like he's never had there was never a moment to make that shot. Then I can't hold it against him.
But moments where he has come up big.
If he never made that shot, I'm just saying. So that's my biggest pushback when it comes to Steph.
Steph averages 25 points a game in the NBA Finals. Think about that.
How did he not win a Finals MVP?
25 points a game.
That's shocking.
Ridiculous. He should have won the first one. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Why do you think they don't like him? They didn't
nah,
give it to him
I have
don't
no
like
idea.
Him?
I think people, whoever voted, was caught up in the moment. As we always say, prisoner of the moment, that Andre Iguodala did play good defense on LeBron and did score 16 points here. You know, a couple points. They weren't guarding Iguodala. I was there. Timothy Mozgov was on Iguodala.
What were they watching? Who were the other people?
I don't know.
What were they watching?
I don't know. I'm serious. I don't know. Because there's no way Steph Curry shouldn't have been the MVP of that series. But to me, again, that's neither here nor there. I don't measure greatness in just, was he a Finals MVP? Because I'm going to ask you this. And I've said, I think you think Isaiah Thomas, the legend, is the greatest small player of all time.
Yeah,
I think Steph Curry
because he
the
beat Bird, Magic, and Michael all in their primes, and he didn't have the type of players that Steph has had.
Really?
So I think
Joe Dumars isn't comparable to Klay Thompson.
No, I'm talking about Durant. No,
he won without Durant.
No, but he won two with them. If he didn't have Durant, they would have never won again. I don't believe they would.
But you don't know that. You can't say
no,
that.
I'm giving you that. That's my opinion.
I feel he would have. So
that
I mean,
they wouldn't have won again because I've seen the because whenever you talk about somebody being My issue is Isaiah, given the players he played around and the guys you talk about, people talk about Bird and Jordan, that he was able to beat them. And when you look at the list of the top 50 players, you know, Joe Dumars was a great player. He's in the Hall
of
Fame.
He's a Hall of Famer.
I got it. But he's not a top. He wasn't on the top 50 list. And I'm just saying what Isaiah was able to accomplish, I just believe his body of work is better. I do. I've seen him play on a busted leg. I've seen him.
What's the big shot he hit? Since that's such a necessity.
How about the? I just told you he played with a busted leg,
the ankle, sprained ankle.
Yeah, and was able. What did he score?
He had 43. He had 43.
How many that, with
they
him,
lost.
With dragging around the leg. I
25
that.
In the third quarter. But hold on. It's one of the best
Isaiah
individual
Thomas
performances
is not
I've ever seen.
And if you could give me the shots that he missed, Chris, that would have won or tied games, then we'll have that conversation.
No, you
I'm not
say
knocking
you
it. I'm
hit
telling
a shot.
You
can't
he doesn't
give me the
have
shot.
That. No. Steph Curry's 0 for 8 as that shooter.
We don't know what Isaiah
he's
might be that, too. You don't know that.
I
he
know
might
he's
be
not
worse.
0 for 8.
Do
I
we? How?
Not.
How do
yeah,
we know?
I do know.
No, you don't.
I watched Isaiah's career with the Pistons.
So did I.
I don't remember him ever missing a big shot with the game. I'm talking about in the postseason. I don't.
Can you give me the shot, the big shot he hit?
No, not off the top of my head.
Okay, so there you go.
No,
you
no, one guy's 0 for 8.
Hold on, no.
One guy's a
but
great.
Hold on.
No,
we don't
no.
know what Isaiah no, was.
Isaiah was a winner. He
so
won,
is
Chris.
Steph. So is
no.
Steph.
Steph won when Durant showed up.
He
lost.
Won before Durant. He
Steph
beat Durant.
Choked down a 3-1 lead.
This is haterade. That's
he
all
choked
this
down
is.
A 3-1 lead, Chris.
And Isaiah Thomas threw the ball to Larry
70,
Bird.
He had a
and
73,
choked down a 3-2 lead.
He had a 73-win team that didn't lose more than two games all year, and they lost three games in a row
LeBron James.
In the finals.
That's all right. That's
no,
all right.
That's Steph
LeBron
Curry.
James.
He's the
who
greatest
beat
shooter.
To get to the finals?
All he had to do was win one out of three games. Two of those games were at home, and Steph Curry didn't. Even in that,
you know why?
And you know what he also
LeBron
he did?
James is a better player than
no,
Steph
he
Curry.
Turned the ball over, and so was Kevin Durant, and that's why Kevin Durant took his team over.
Well, Durant's never led a team to a championship.
Kevin Durant was the reason they
he
won those two
championships. He wasn't the leader of that team.
He was
even
the
Durant
reason. That's why he was the MVP in the finals. That's why he beat LeBron.
Oh, so Andre Iguodala was the leader.
Steph Curry choked.
Corbett Maxwell was the leader.
Steph Curry
James Worthy was the leader.
3-1
those
lead.
Are the guys.
That's
so
why
did
he begged. That's why he begged
so
Kevin Durant
Harden.
To come.
Oh,
that's why he
it.
Begged Durant
stop
to come
this
because he
hating.
Knew he couldn't beat LeBron.
This is
no,
just
it's not.
I'm gonna give you some facts,
I
love
facts.
Isaiah, but you
I
are
gave
holding.
You.
You
I
are
just
holding.
Gave
no, you.
You
didn't. You didn't have facts.
I just told you no other. Wait a minute. Name me another all-time great player that choked down a 3-1 finals lead. I'll wait. There's
Kevin
only
Durant.
One guy.
Kevin Durant.
No. I said finals.
Western Conference finals.
No, finals. NBA finals. Name me another great player that choked down a 3-1 lead if he's a transcendent player.
He's not transcendent? He's not
no,
transcendent.
No, I'm asking you.
You're going to
no, because
here on
Kevin Durant showed up.
Say he's
I'm
not
asking
transcendent.
You. I'm asking you.
There is how none. So what?
He
name,
is.
Name, wow.
He is the author of it. He choked down a finals lead, Chris. Admit it. He choked it down. If you're that great, you can win one basketball game in three. He can win it by himself. I don't want to hear about
that. Why didn't Kevin Durant do it?
Oh, Draymond Green was hurt.
Why didn't Kevin Durant do it?
He didn't do it in the finals. I said
it don't
the
matter.
Finals. It does
I'd rather
matter.
Do it in the finals.
Chris, it's
I'm
never
trying to
happened.
Go as far as I can.
It's never
you can
happened.
Settle for the first round, Rob.
I'm
you
asking
can
you.
I guess
how
you
could
would
it never
settle
happen?
For the conference finals.
How
I'd rather
could it never
get to the
happen?
Finals.
Never.
And if we
you
don't
hear
deliver?
Me?
Okay.
N-E-V-E-R.
Okay.
Never.
All right. Are you going to let me ask a question?
Sure you can.
Name the all-time great player who dribbled out the clock in the NBA Finals. When they
name
needed
an all-time
shot.
Great
Hold
player
on, answer me.
Who
answer
did
me.
It behind the back.
Can you answer me?
Magic Johnson did
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay. Has anybody else ever done that? Have you ever seen another point guard dribble out the freaking clock? Have you ever?
Chris,
I'm
talking about a 3-1 lead. You won 73
Everybody
games.
Everybody has had their struggles.
Chris,
LeBron did
can't
it against Dallas. Magic did it against Boston. Steph did it against the Cavs.
You can't choke down a finals if
Everybody's
you're that guy.
Everybody's done it. Bird had in that finals where Isaiah had that 43-point game on the bad ankle. You know he had 2 10-point games in that series. And a 13-point game.
Do you know that Steph Curry in the 3-1 choke job turned over the ball when he did a behind-the-back pass in the final minutes? Do you remember that when he turned the ball over?
He had that
trying to be
moment.
Cute.
Just like Magic had his bad
trying
moment.
Trying to be cute.
Isaiah
and
had his bad
when the game
moment.
On the line, he turned
Bird
the ball over.
Bird had his bad moment. LeBron had his bad moment. Everybody that I can't think of Jordan doing that. That's it. Kareem had his bad moment. I mean, you ain't saying nothing new. Yeah, Steph had a bad moment. Durant's had bad moments. Come on, man. All I'm doing is pointing out how you held Steph to a standard that you're not holding these other cats to. That's all I'm saying. What are you saying? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Did Steph Curry... We don't think he's MVP. Maybe you do. You can say that too. But did he silence the doubters with what he did this year? All those, maybe some of you who said he's overrated. He ain't all that. He's not transcended. Did he silence you? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to win. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, there's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. I'm talking about your seatbelt in your car. All right, law enforcement's writing tickets left and right. Why even take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, every day, every night. Click it or ticket. This ad was paid for by NHTSA, N-H-T. S-A. All right, 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Did Steph Curry silence the doubters this season? Who says not, you know, that transcendent player, maybe overrated?
All right, let's kick it off with Keith in New Orleans, joining the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
Uncle Rob, Uncle Chris, how y'all brothers feeling?
Doing good, brother.
Good. Listen, man, he definitely silenced me if if that means anything. I thought that, you know, he was a great player amongst, you know, really good to great other pieces, and he shined. But after seeing him this year, man, he's playing the best ball I've seen him play. And, Chris, man, I can't believe you go against your light-skinned brother like that and have a fifth on your ballot, man. That's all about disrespect. You see they got four players that deserve MVP votes over
Steph Curry? Yeah, because winning matters for me. So Chris Paul took a team from the ninth seed, I believe they were, to the first or second seed. Obviously, Jokic, number one. Joel Embiid had a phenomenal year. They wouldn't be number one in the East without what he did. He was hurt. He missed a ton of games. That's why he was fourth. And then second, I mean, Giannis had a great year. Was changed his game a little, was more in the mid-post range. You know, didn't run the offense through him as much. Defensively, they did some different things. He was great. So, yeah, I mean, eighth seed, look, I don't know when the last time I had an eighth seed on my top five all MVP ballot. So, that's saying a lot.
Yep, 877-99 on Fox. Let's go to Tony in Vegas. You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Listen, two quick things. Rob, you are delusional. You cannot just poo-poo over the fact that Durant pissed away a 3-0 lead just because it wasn't the finals.
Tony, thank you.
Yes.
Tony, I'm going to ask you one question.
Yes, sir.
Name the only team that was up 3-1 in the NBA Finals who lost a championship. Name the team. Tony, it's happened in the conference finals. It's happened in other rounds of the playoffs. It's okay. Only happened one time
so
in the finals.
So what's that mean, Rob? What does that mean?
And Steph Curry is the author of it.
Is that what it means?
I'm just saying.
Okay,
that's it.
So let me address this. I don't think Steph silenced his critics. I think Steph is what he is. He's a great shooter. He's a phenomenal player. But when I look at transcending players, I can name y'all two people from the past NBA that were more dominant than Steph in other areas other than shooting. And I can name you two point guards today who are more talented and phenomenal in a couple other areas other than shooting.
So you're saying they're better players than Steph?
Yeah.
Because Steph got handle. Steph can pass. I mean, he could do everything offensively. He ain't just a shooter. He can finish in the paint.
Does Steph Curry have a better handle than Kyrie Irving? Go.
No. Kyrie's the best handle ever, but Steph's arguably in the top five all time. So stay, Kyrie's handles better. Okay, but Kyrie ain't a better player.
Was he a better scorer than AI?
Oh, yeah. No question. Absolutely. AI would, I think AI would even admit that. You done? Who you throwing out next? Stephon Marbury?
Appreciate the call. Reese in Seattle, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Reese?
Hey, you guys are always trying to give somebody the benefit of the doubt besides LeBron. LeBron's injury, you guys wanted to bury him after he got injured, even though a grown man dove into his leg, but you haven't said anything about any of the other injuries where nobody even touched him, and they missed more games than LeBron. So I think
what
Rob,
I don't even know what he's talking about, Rob?
No, I don't. I have no idea.
What are you talking about?
Let me tell you what I'm talking about. A minute ago, you guys were saying whether you give Steph Curry the benefit of the doubt for having pulled this team to the eighth seed. If LeBron pulled this team to the eighth seed, you would say that's not enough. Hold on a minute. When somebody ran into LeBron's leg, you guys were burying him. But look how many games Harden, Kyrie,
what do you mean burying
all these
him?
Guys, you guys were like his career was over.
No.
And the only person you hold man, to that
come
standard
on, don't
is
call
LeBron.
Up here just lying.
No, that, we didn't say that.
I didn't say
come
that.
On,
Rob
come
didn't
on,
say
Reese.
What are you talking about, man?
That
is,
you
come
guys
on,
hold Reese. Everybody to a different standard than LeBron.
Nah, stop.
You're tripping.
And you know what? If you want to hold me, but Chris isn't on that bandwagon with LeBron, so he's the
he's the one
who's going to if there's one guy, if you want to blame me, but I don't think you could blame both of us. I think you're misguided there. I don't think Chris is on that bandwagon. Ryan in Orlando, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Maybe he's listening to Jim Rome or something.
Something.
Hey guys,
Ryan,
what's up, man?
So. You were talking about Isaiah Thomas.
Yes.
And Isaiah, hold on one second. Isaiah with LeBron. So he's the,
What? You got to get close to your mic.
Yeah, what? We can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Okay, let's try this again. All right. I'm just calling about the argument between Steph and Isaiah Thomas. First of all, he had his meltdown. Isaiah did. I think the game was in Boston.
When he threw
Garden.
That pass to Bird, right?
Right.
Bird
he
stole
mentioned
it.
Yes.
If they win that game, if I remember correctly, if the Pistons win that game, they go up. They're one game away from the finals.
Absolutely,
or at least advance to the next round. And they had Game 6 in Detroit.
Yep.
And so the argument of Steph doing it in the finals. I mean, what would you rather?
You want to be outed in the finals? No, you missed it. I agree. No, Brian, it's never been done. It's never been done. Only one guy has ever had his team choke in the finals up three to one. That's dubious. That's dubious. Is it dubious to dribble out the clock in the finals?
No,
and be the greatest point guard of all time?
It's dubious.
I mean, that's dubious
to
too.
To be up 3-1 and you can't win one game. You're the greatest shooter of all time. Where's the 40-point shot?
He lost
night
to LeBron James.
It don't matter. LeBron ain't guarding him, Chris.
I can bring up everybody else,
LeBron
too,
ain't guarding Steph
that.
Curry. Come on, man.
I can bring up everybody else, too.
No, I'm talking about Steph.
I don't even think you're using the word dubious correctly.
It was dubious.
I think dubious means doubtful.
No, it was dubious. It means
what
that
does
it was,
dubious mean?
It was like, like it's not one of those. It's a moment that you would hope to forget. Dubious. That's dubious.
Doubtful. Hesitating or doubting.
It was dubious, and for him to be able
was
to
it dubious
choke down,
when Magic dribbled out the
for
clock?
For him to choke down. We're talking about Steph.
You're comparing Steph to a standard you won't hold anybody else to.
I'm talking about everybody's got these moments.
That's all I'm saying.
They won 73 games, and then they couldn't win a final up 3-1 with a transcendent player, with the greatest shooter. He's the greatest shooter, transcendent player, and he couldn't win one game. In the final three to win a championship. That's unheard of.
Well, Magic Johnson was playing with the greatest center of all time, and they actually got swept in the finals. Couldn't win a game. In fact, they got beat in five games by Ralph Sampson and Akeem Olajuwon in 1986. Couldn't win two games. That's dubious.
No, it ain't.
Let's just hold Steph to this standard, but nobody else.
No.
Come on, man.
You can't choke. You can't be up 3-1 and choke.
Keep it objective. Keep it right.
You can't choke and be that guy. You can't.
Really?
You can't give me another guy.
No, you can't, because he's
nobody's ever done it. Nobody's ever done it.
Magic did it. LeBron did it.
In the finals, nobody was ever up 3-1.
In the finals, they did it in different ways.
No.
Kevin Durant did it on a lesser stage.
Chris,
nobody ever did it. The pressure wasn't as high.
You can't
and
be attached to that. You can't be
James Harden did it, and the pressure wasn't as high. What are you talking about?
No, you can't choke in the finals
right,
when you're up, when you win 73
games. Celebrity Corner coming up in a moment.
Oh, my God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
All right, our next guest is an absolute legend. He starred in the wonderful legendary sitcom Webster. Our man Emmanuel Lewis, what's up, brother?
Yo.
Welcome to the Odd Couple.
What it do?
How you doing?
What's up, guys? What's up, Chris?
What's up, brother?
What's up?
Well, we know you want to talk hoop.
You know,
and so we're going to get right into it. Now, we were just talking about it, and, you know, I was just defending Steph Curry against Rob. But I know you
really?
Are a huge Steph Curry Golden State Warriors fan. Do you believe Steph is the MVP? And if so, tell us why. Because neither of us think he is.
Neither one of you guys. I just want to understand. I got a couple questions before I begin my rant. Okay.
All right.
The stats that Steph would have this year is it comparable to where he won his MVP before?
Yes, but they won 73 games that year.
That's right. They set the all-time record when he did it.
Don't leave that out.
Right. So I like that. I like that. So earlier this year, when everybody pretty much had the Golden State Warriors completely out of ever even being in the playoffs, let alone the finals.
Let alone the finals. They ain't getting to the finals, man.
I hear what you're saying. But if they win the West Coast, then that's what happens, right?
All right. So let me ask you this.
Please,
wait a minute.
There's no way they win.
So is Steph going to beat the Lakers in this one game play-in? Is the Warriors with Steph, the MVP in your mind, is he going to beat LeBron and Anthony Davis?
You know, there's a lot of injuries that's going on right now, if he doesn't have to beat them, if their injuries beat themselves, then, you know, that's just what it is.
So it sounds like you're telling us that you have the Warriors going to the NBA Finals.
You hear so very well.
But you know what?
Man, ain't no – what will we got to buy him something if they win, Rob. It sounds like a bet. Waiting to happen.
Yes, because
right now, it's just by chance that it just seems like to me it's going to be one of these freakish years. They'd be like, oh my God, how did this happen? And how do they keep getting forward and keep going further and keep winning and all of a sudden they're picking up steam and it's like. I don't even think they peaked yet. I just think that they're just, you know, they finally gotten their legs underneath them. I mean, I think one of them they picked up along the way this year. We got a freshman that they're playing with.
Weissman.
a whole new. See, the thing that I'm kind of vibing off of this year with the whole Golden State Warriors, it kind of feels like the first year they won their first championship. It was, you know, outside of Steph and Draymond. You know, no.
Wait. This you comparing this team to the 2015 squad?
I mean, did you know them? Did you know who they were?
They won 67. Yeah, we knew Clay.
Hey, Emmanuel, if you keep this up.
On the first year.
Yeah.
If you keep this up, Emmanuel, I'm going to sound like Gary Coleman, and I'm going to say, What you talking about, Emmanuel? Because I ain't buying it.
And it's okay. It's okay. There's, I'm just saying on a lot of people's, they were not on their radar. I mean, I said a lot of people didn't even know who the Golden State was even an NBA team. They just didn't know. I mean, maybe, you know, the average people like yourself, you're not average, okay? You're above the average of people knowing everybody, and not to mention this is your career and your livelihood. But there's a lot of people that just didn't know, you know? So I just think that there's something there, and I'd love to see if they can do it. Now, of course, LeBron could be laying low and could be not as hurt injured as he might seem. he could be laying low in the tall grass, you know, waiting for this moment to happen, and that very well could be. But if he is really hurt, and if he's not, you know, really bothered by it, then it's a game. Then it's a game. But we're going to find out, though.
All right. So you got the Warriors going deep. Who are they facing? Who's coming out of the East?
Who's coming out of the East? You like the Nets, the Brooklyn Nets, or do you like Philadelphia, or do you like Milwaukee? Who are you with, Emmanuel?
You know, I am from Brooklyn, so it would be one hell of a battle to see the Brooklyn Nets against the Golden State Warriors. I don't think that they might win that one. That's a little bit loaded, especially if any of those teams are you know, together, not, you know, not hurt. That's the kind of tricky part about this year. Who's hurt, who's not hurt.
A lot of injuries.
The COVID-19 and you know,
absolutely,
all of that's going on, and who's got trace elements, and so it's an asterisk no matter what this year on what's going on, and but I just think that if anything is possible, and I just think right now if you early on this year everybody said they're not even going to make it to the playoffs, they're not even going to make it, and Kobe has to at least carry them to the playoffs. In order for that to happen, okay, he did. And
he went right back to the Warriors, Rob. You see how he just shifted that like mid sentence? It was Brooklyn. We went from Brooklyn to the Warriors.
Emmanuel, I want to ask you one question. I want to ask you one quick question. I grew up watching TV sitcoms. If I wasn't a sports writer, I would be a TV sitcom writer. That's my secret passion.
Notice how he just said it's that easy, and man, no, you're like, I'll be writing, no, you know, movies and
that's
sitcoms.
I would love to be writing sitcom. But my point is, I haven't watched a sitcom since Seinfeld went off the air, which was over 20 years ago. Do you watch any shows today, or there any that register with you, or? I'm talking about sitcoms, like on network television. Is there anything you watch?
No.
See?
No. Yeah, it's so different
now. It's a different vibe. I mean, you know, you probably see something on Netflix, or you find something
Hulu or
something. It's not even the sitcoms. It's just movies or specials or stuff like that is what you're watching, and it's not something you normally look forward to every week like you did before. And everybody's very sensitive on various different topics. You can't even be topically more without it, you know. The cancel culture, and there's so much stuff going on right now where everybody's very sensitive right now. So it's just very difficult. Back then, I mean, you know, you go back to all the way to the Archie Bunkers, and you listen to the
that would never be on today.
There's no way.
Oh,
right. They used to use, hey, you know this, they used to use the N-word on network television, on Sanford and Son and the Jeffersons.
Oh,
I remember
my God. Yep. It's completely bananas. And those were supposed to be sensitive times then. But, I mean, it's way more sensitive now than it was then. But I just think it's first of all, let's congratulate Steph on his beautiful season.
Here we go, back to Steph.
He is on topic. You are on task, my man.
I'm on task on the subject.
Emmanuel,
right,
who's taller, you or Steph? That's what I want to know.
Well, he's 6'3", so he's got to be biased.
Hey, before we go, last question. Right. You live in Atlanta. You said you're from New York, Brooklyn. The Knicks and the Hawks in a first-round matchup in the East. Yeah, who are you pulling for?
The Knicks and the Hawks. Well, you know, I do enjoy watching my Hawks here in Atlanta. And that's a very, very hard thing to have. I just think that and the staff from the Hawks came from a lot of the Golden State.
Right.
So they can
They want Trae Young to be in that role.
Right. Steph. So I think that the Knicks is more stacked, you know what I'm saying? And in all reality, I mean, come on. You got KD, James Harden, Kyrie.
Oh, you're talking about Brooklyn,
That right there is a little bit, you know, two of them is ridiculous. Three of them is forget it. You know what I mean?
So, Absolutely.
The Hawks don't have that kind of experience in being in these type of situations. But I'm happy that they're there in the first place. And I don't even know if they were expected to be in the playoffs this year. But, God darn, they're here, and I wish the best for both of them.
All right, Emmanuel, we're
probably taking that down.
When the Warriors lose, we're going to get you back on the show. So start thinking of your excuse.
Or when they stun LeBron. God. Yes, I'd love to have you back on.
If they stun LeBron, then you're looking at, can they beat Utah? Look, either way, if they go out early or if they go deep, we'll give you your props, but we'll have you back on to gloat.
I appreciate it. Listen, I'm happy that they're even in the conversation, because who really thought that they would be this far, especially without Clay? I don't even think no one thought that he was just going to lose his mind this year and go as far as he is. So who's your MVP?
Nikola Jokic from Denver.
Okay, Nikola. Yeah, okay.
You can't argue with that, right?
You know what, Emmanuel, I'm watching my weight, so it has to be a diet Nikola. You know what I'm saying?
You don't have to laugh.
Thank you, Emmanuel.
You don't have to humor him.
I like that. He went there.
Emmanuel, man.
Thank you.
That's called covering your bet right there. Covering the bet right there.
Your nose is growing. I can see it through the phone. Your nose is growing.
Covering your bet. I just like the way you say. See, what you guys do on radio and especially in broadcasting, when you are trying to blend from one thing to the next, it's all about how you blend it. And you did really good right there.
Thank you.
It's not quite a good chuckle, but it did do a good blend right there.
Thank you, Emmanuel. I would have been a great sitcom writer. All right, Emmanuel, we got to run.
You made his day, Emmanuel.
Yes,
you definitely made his day. So,
great
having you on as always, brother. We'll get you on soon. Steph, win or lose, you'll be back.
Absolutely. You got to tell me why you think LeBron thinks Curry is the MVP. That's what I'd like to know.
Well, some people think he's recruiting him, trying to get him to play together in a few years. But
we'll see what
happens.
We'll
see, man. We got to run. We got this break coming up.
It'll never happen. Thank you, guys.
All right,
appreciate
brother. Talk to you soon. See you. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a fiery Magic City Monday. Had a lot of fun talking a lot of NBA stuff. Let's go out this way, Rob. The Clippers and the Nuggets both rested their top players this weekend. It looks like to avoid the Lakers. Now, Denver is going to end up facing the Lakers, you know, assuming the Lakers win the play-in game, they would be the 7th seed. And so they would get Phoenix in the first round. But Denver and the Clippers didn't seem like they wanted them in that that first round or even second round. So Denver, if they both advance, Denver would get them in the second round. What do you think about that? Does that bother you? About teams, you know, trying to look at the matchups and saying, let's avoid them for now, or are you cool with that? You don't mind it?
I don't know. I don't know what the thinking is. You got to play somebody. I don't know. Is LeBron at 100% now? Does he? The longer he plays, does he get healthier? Do you know what I mean? Or is he? Is there blood in the water now? So you would rather play him now before they get their groove going or their stride? I don't understand it. I mean, you have to play him eventually. And if you think you're better, when does it matter when you play him? Or the whole notion that you think that they're going to get to the conference final.
You think somebody else will beat them? Yeah, I hear you. I'm with you. I think, look, it's just when you try stuff like this, it just never seems to work out.
Right.
You got to play who's in front of you. And look, obviously they didn't sit the players down and say, hey, you guys think we can beat the Lakers or should we avoid them? No, they didn't do anything like that. But I actually agree. I don't know if you feel this way or you were just tossing it out there, Rob, but I think you're on to something. If I have to play the Lakers, I'd rather play them in the first round. Now, you very well may lose, right? And you might go home early, which isn't good. But I'd rather catch them early. When LeBron and Andre Drummond haven't played a lot together, when LeBron and AD may still be a tad bit injured, you're right, Rob. I think you get LeBron in the conference finals, and I think by that point, if him and AD are that far and they've played every game, they're going to be pretty much close to 100%, or at least as close as they will get this season.
Yeah,
so you know what I'm saying?
So I don't get it. It'll be tougher. I really don't get the whole idea.
All right, it's the Odd Couple sounding off. We'll check you guys tomorrow. Have a good one with Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God,
We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.